It's not a lawsuit filed in any court. Actually, it's what's called a nomination petition objection that was filed directly with the Division of Elections. Division Director Gail Fanumi, I referred the objection to election attorneys within the Department of Law for further review.
There was none received in 2008 prior to the nomination. There were questions, as you know, following the election of President Obama about his, if he was truly a natural-born citizen of the United States, and there were questions about that, but this is the first time we've received something like this.
Gordon Warren Epperly is a retired bus driver in Juneau. He challenges Barack Obama's qualifications to be on the ballot during Alaska's presidential primary and general election. He says that Orly Tates and others who've challenged Obama's qualifications of being a natural-born citizen because of alleged birth outside of the country went at it all wrong. He says there is no real requirement for a candidate to produce a birth certificate. Epperly declined to talk on tape for this story, but in his filing, he references the infamous Dred Scott decision, which he says has never been overturned by the Supreme Court. He says Negroes or mulattoes, he pronounces it mulattoes, were not eligible to be citizens until the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868. Even then, what Epperly calls purported ratification of the amendment only allowed for civil rights, not political rights that allowed them and their descendants to hold federal office.
That distinction has been made many times, and in fact, that was the distinction that white supremacists in the South after the Civil War used in order to create the system of segregation that took root by the turn of the century.
That's David Noon, associate professor of history at the University of Alaska Southeast, who says Epperly's assertion hinges on a very dubious reading of citizenship law.
They argued that it was perfectly constitutional for states to take extraordinary measures to deny blacks the right to vote and serve office. Things like literacy tests, the grandfather clause, poll taxes, all these things that have since been ruled unconstitutional.
Noon's specialty is race relations, identity, and politics in American history. He says calling into question the legitimacy of the 14th Amendment, as ratified by post-Civil War readmitted states, is also a familiar idea of white supremacists.
Those state governments didn't have any legitimacy because they did things like abolish slavery. They ratified the 13th Amendment, for example, or they created civil rights laws that, you know, explicitly gave African Americans and freed people all the rights that white citizens enjoyed in those states.
Epperly confirms that under the same logic, women should not have been allowed to run for federal office since the 19th Amendment was passed in 1920. In fact, he also challenged Lisa Murkowski's run for U.S. Senate in 2010. Epperly says he's got some calls, been called a racist. He also admits a few mistakes in the filing. One was including the term mulatto to describe Obama's mixed-race heritage. He says he didn't know it was a derogatory term. Another mistake was noting his residence as a very popular horse farm in the Juneau area. But Epperly says he's not the owner or operator. He's simply an in-law that lives in a nearby building. The farm's actual owners have disavowed any association with Epperly's filing. The filing has been virtually ignored by the mainstream media, although some left-leaning blogs and news sites and other satirical websites that mock the news have already highlighted it. Elections Division Director Gail Fanumi says they really don't have any jurisdiction or governance over the way candidates are selected at the national level. There is no presidential primary election in Alaska, and the state cannot intervene in each party's selection process for national executive office following party conventions.
The past history of the division is to accept the form that comes from the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee as submitted.
As long as that certification of nomination arrives this summer, then the currently presumed candidates of Barack Obama and Joe Biden will appear on this November's ballot in Alaska. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.